and the day of the Torah week, Tuesday night, have a Moshim in Christ.
A very interesting shaila came up with the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, and the shaila is as follows. We know the background is also a very interesting background. It was a person who was new to Yiddishkeit, and he wanted told his wife, he wants to start lighting at Lachas Neiris, but she wasn't so current to Yiddishkeit, and she was very against it, Neiris of Chanukah. So he came to Pshara, he went to the shop. Instead of, you don't have to have oil. Oil is l'chatchila, but you can have wax. He took wax candles, and these candles are made for scent, for reich. They're made for reich. People put them in the house for reich. They want reich. How do you make the reich? You light it, you light the wick, and it heats up the wax. The wax makes a vapour, and the vapour fills up the house, and it makes a scent. So although the candle has a smell, but the vapour only fills up once you light it. That's the idea, you buy it in any shop, not a Yitzchak, you buy it in any shop. So he decided that would be a good idea, machna pshara, and the wife is masking. The shaila is one allowed? Because state, ain't on the rachus l'shtamish b'ev, it's also l'shtamish l'oira, elo l'roitz melvad. Is that called the stamshos? That's the shaila that Rabbi Zilberstein had. That's allowed. So first of all, I suppose we have to realize that the Ikkar Shaila is during the first half an hour. Avad Gemis afterwards is Oichat Shaila, but L'chol HaDeis, there's a Shaila the first half an hour. After that, perhaps, if we've got time, we'll talk about that later. But the extra half an hour is Zichar Osir Shamash L'Oira, that's Mamash Muxil, it's Osir Asher Tichil HaRegam and Ashuk, L'chol HaDeis is half an hour.
Is that L'Oira?
Sorry?
That's L'Oira, not
L'Oira. Oh. So it's such a gone to a very good point about Reach. So first we have to also know, now that Reb Leah has mentioned it, we have to know, we all know, so you're going to ask, what about the Shemen? If it's not Shemen, it's wax, the same idea. Is that also Osir Tavanah? Are you allowed to use the muscle, the Shemen, that was muxing the slots in the first half an hour, and let's say the candle went out after a quarter of an hour. So you got more oil left, which was huksa the mischosi. So now that oil, are you allowed to use to fry your latkes? To put in your latkes? Are you allowed to do that? So it's also l'shtamish. So not l'choyre, it's not just also l'shtamish for the light. It's also l'shtamish, whatever the regular benefit of it is. So therefore l'choyre, this is the shaila here. Sorry?
That's just half an hour.
The reason why I said half an hour was just the holidays, without making it too complicated. You're asking also a very good shaila, but I just want to say half an hour just to make the shaila easier. Avad Gemis after half an hour, not a shaila, there's a sad lekula, but let's say the chola pochus, for argument's sake, half an hour. So the first half an hour, you're allowed to get rech. So first I want to show that it's gepaskin alocha, that shemen, besides that ner, shemen is all. So osabanah, it's brought down in alocha. So if so, the wax also. Some people use wax, they don't use shemen. So the wax is also osabanah. So let's say during the first half an hour that you've got the menorah light, this wax is sending out a beautiful scent. And you've got zichah got an oil from the scent. And not only that, it's sold in the shops for that. When I say it's sold in the shop, I'm not talking about Yiddish shops. Let's say he took it from a goyish shop. He took this cup with a wax, it's got scent, and he lights it, it wafts, goes in the air, this reach. Is it allowed? That was a shaila that Rav Zilberstein had. So, I'll tell you, the stodim, Hashem, is state by, the idea of Muslim, what is the concept of getting an oil from a Dabar Mitzvah? Let's say from Ner Chanukah, the Rabbi Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara itself says as well. First of all, what Ishtamshus is also? The Ishtamshus on Ner Chanukah, the example given in the Gemara, is also Lehatshus Mos. You're not allowed to count your money next to the Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to use the light to count money. What's the concept of counting money? Counting money is not only a double kavua, reading a book, reading a sefer, but even also Lehatshus Mos, which is just a temporary thing, just a few minutes, you're not allowed to do by the Ner. So even a zazo, no, which is temporary, it's lechoil, it's a chulin dikazach, you're not allowed to do. What about a Dover Kodesh? Let's say reading a Sefer. Reading a book, you're not allowed to do, even Derech Harai. Reading a Sefer, are you allowed to? The Machloik is two shittah than the Shulchan Aruch. One shittah is that Derech Harai of a Sefer you're allowed. And the other shittah is even Derech Harai of a Sefer, even that's not allowed. So, going back to here, this is zikha, not a Dvar Mitzvah. It's just a Reich going through the house, the same going through the house. It's a Dover Choyl. And it's going for half an hour. So is that allowed? To make the question even more difficult, to bring it out more, we know on Sukkah is very interesting to halacha. On Sukkah you've got the Arba Minim, and there's two things that have got a beautiful scent. One is the Esrin, it's got a very nice scent, and the other is that Dasim has got a nice scent. Which one are you not allowed to smell during Sukkah because it's Huksa Limit Swasi? And which one are you allowed to smell during Sukkot, even though it's Chutz Lim Mitzvasi? Esrog you're allowed to. Esrog you're allowed to, because the Iker Istanshus of an Esrog is Lachila. I'll give you a riot. The brocha, let's say you want to smell an Esrog during the year, and you want to make a brocha on it. What brocha do you make on the smell? You make a Nusin Reach Toy Beferis. You don't say, Boy Mene Besomim, because the Iker Zach is a Peri, and the Iker Zach is for eating, and the reyach is a toffle thing, it's a subsidiary. Therefore, memela, the halacha is when you dedicate it for the mitzvah, you dedicate it from its usual ishtamshus. So to eat the esrog would be osa, it's mutzah miskosi. But to smell the esrog would be mutter. Although there are problems regarding the bracha, therefore it's better to refrain from smelling, but beside the dava, from smelling, you're allowed to. Now, the hadas and the ikka made for besomim. Haraya, people use it Motzah Shabbos for besomim. So the ikka zach is for smell. So since it's dedicated for the mitzvah, huksa le mitzvosai, there was also to use it to smell. So you're not allowed to smell something which is huksa le mitzvosai when the regular usage is the smelling. So going back to here, lechoira, one would have been noita, I was noita, to say that it's also to use these scent candles. But I'll tell you the Mahalach of Reb Zilberstein, and he says a heter. But by the way, before I say a heter, I'm not saying Lechatchila wants you to do it, go ahead, you know. There's other things to consider. But this was a shayla. He said from 6 points of Halachi, he said it's mutter. He said azoy. He said, there's a very interesting Halacha. We said, the ik, everyone knows, ain't on Rishut Lishtamish Bem, it's also Lishtamish. You're not allowed to use the candle. And we said we're not allowed to use the candle even for a temporary thing. The Bar Mitzvah is showing the machlikas, but for Dibre Cholin, you're not allowed to use for a temporary thing. Not to read a book or to the Gemara says, Latsis Mois. So the question is Azoy. And this is the Mishmarul Klezis. Mishmarul Klezis Azoy. What would happen if a person is sitting in the room, the lights are off? Why the lights are off? It doesn't say why. The Mishmarul said the lights are off, sitting in the room. In fact, in those days, perhaps that was the main light, but he's got no lights. He's sitting in the room, he's got the Ner Chanukah, and is he mechuyev to close his eyes? That's question number one. Question number two, let's say he wants to go from A to B, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, is he mechuyev to close his eyes? But on the other hand, if he closes his eyes, he might trip up. What's the halacha? He's got the Ner Chanukah, and it's a Shasian. There's no shamash. He's got no shamash available. If he had a shamash, no. So he's got no shamash.
Why?
Is he mechuyev to close his eyes? Very interesting, Shaila.
Why should he close his eyes?
Because he's not allowed to be mishtamash loira. He's not allowed to get anah from the loira. It's an interesting Shaila. So, to understand what the Shatzin says, what the Chofetz Chaim says is as follows. We have to understand, where is the soy that you're not allowed to use Ner Chanukah? What's the ganz soy? Is it Me'ila? Is it Hektish? So some people will try and erase a lot of Kodeshim, it's Hektish. But the Pshat is a soy. The Gemara itself says it's also to be Mishtam Shchayra. Fret the Gemara. V'chi Kedusha Yeshpo. Does it have a Kedusha? Is it Taka Hektish? Is it Me'ila? Is it all the halachas of Truma Hektish? So the Gemara, no. There's no Kedush in it, there's no Hektush in it. The idea is as follows, because the Yisoid is, it's stated in the Torah, by Kisi Adam, it's stated, was Shofach v'kisa. You pour out the dam, and then it goes on the floor, and you cover it. Zot the Chazal, that when you pour it out with your hand. When it falls on the floor and you cover it, you've got to cover it with your hand. And that's what the Chazal learned from the Pasuk. The Shofach, the Kisa, just like the Shofach is with the hand, the Kisa covering it is with the hand. Why not with the regal? You could do it with the regal, you could do it with your foot. The idea, because it's bizarre in the mitzvah, busy on mitzvahs. So the yisoid of all this halacha is busy on mitzvahs. So therefore, it's also lishtamish, because when you're lishtamish, you're mavazah the mitzvah, you're not giving enough cover to the mitzvah. Zot Chavz Chaim, as if you're sitting in a room, and you just sheval tassel, you're passive, you're not doing anything, you're not being lishtamish with it, he says it's mutter. Therefore, you're sitting in the room, you're not mechuyev to close your eyes. And you can go from one corner to the other corner. You're not mechuyev to close your eyes. That's not called mishtamish. You're not being mishtamish with the doira. You're simply being passive, and that's not called mishtamish. You might have a nod, passive a nod, but you're not being mishtamish with it. So I can't do Chofetz Chaim regarding using the nair. So now going to this, Zilberstein is like, he tells that when you have this candle and it's giving off a scent, it's passive. So he passed, and I don't know if he dafka did it for this case, it was someone new to Yiddishkeit, but he passed him, he said the Dobbitz Mutter. I find that great Sechidish, but that's what he based it on in this Chofetz Chaim. Should go over again? Understand that? No.
Is there a bizoyan?
Oh.
There's no
bizoyan
to anything.
Are you tying that it should be mutter or also? It's not covered. That's what I felt. Who am I?
Why
are
the candles not burning? Is there smoke
on them? Oh, I've read the gewaldige kasher. Zachzoin, Heint Gewach Sedra, holding between Shlish and Ri, which is Heint, state that Yosef Tzadik was in the wagons of the Shmelim, and one of the things they had was sorry, and it gave off a nice smell. And obviously, they weren't burning it there, because they wouldn't burn it in the wagon. So it gave off a nice smell even without burning. So you're asking, Lechoyri Agonis Atom at the burning, so you're not getting a nod that it's been. Because the whole idea, when I said at the beginning, was that the Nair heats up the wax, or the Samim, and it warms it up and it gives out a vapour, and it's like wafts through the air type thing. But you're saying it's got a nice smell anyway. So Lechoyri, the way it works is a Zoya. Avadu is Be'etzim, it's got a nice smell. Be'etzim's got a nice smell. Vezicha gives more of a smell when it heats. It's Peter Macturian, sorry, is one of the Moshe Tzori, it's got a nice smell, is one of the Peter Macturian, and the Peter Macturian used to burn, and it gave off Timur Soshan, it gave a beautiful smell. So obviously it makes more of a smell. I know that people do use these things. When you put it near your nose, it's got a nice smell. But when you light it, some people, when they fry things in the house, they like to use these things to give off a nice scent. So the burning it is from the heat of the nair, that it causes the thing to give off a nice smell. So, what Zilberstein says. He goes with a great Sechidish based on this, like this. He brought out another Hechatim set. Someone said that they're selling in the shop, so I don't know. I'm not so knowledgeable in these things. That you get, candles, Neres Chanukah, and it's got a filament, metal filament inside, and when it heats up, it gets to a circuit, makes a circuit with something, and it comes as emerald, or more, so you sure see. Yeah, but it's Azach. How can you ask the Shtamas? And it comes from the heat of the Nair. So, So Rabbi Zilberstein deals with that Shaila. It's a Shaila bit. But it's a shaila, because I'll tell you why, because you're mishtamish with the heat of the nair. The nair causes it to conduct the heat, and then it makes a circuit. It's not coming because it's in the candles. When you heat it, it's from the heat. So it's the choyri getting a nair from the nair, the actual nair, called the heat. So Rav Zilberstein goes with that same maharach, that it's passive, and therefore it's itanis, it's mutum. So that's not an Indian from Rav Zilberstein. Then he has another interesting shaila, which then he went in this next shaila, he goes very machmir, but I think the oilam will make him. He said, he didn't go so much into it. He said, you got someone who wants to take a picture of you, and you got beautiful Zibana Menorah, and it's lit, and it's beautiful, beautiful Menorah, and you put it in the background in the photo. It's a beautiful photo. So first of all, Ma'asim Chol Yoyim, all the rabbis, Rosh Hashivas, all lighting Menorahs. So you see pictures, so it's not called are you Mishtamich, are you using the Menorah as a background? That's the Shaila. So someone wanted to explain to me what Rav Zilber Shaim means as well. When the Rosh Hashivas light it and the Rebbe's light it, there it's focusing on the Menorah. What his Taina is, that you are there, and this is your background, use it as a background. You're the main part of the picture, and using the Menorah as a background, is it called using it, is it called a Bizoyan? Rav Zilber Shaim is no to Lachle. I'm not saying any opinions. I think the Olam Meikol, I think, but... Now, he's got a fourth Shaila, a very interesting Shaila. They're throwing the Chassid Yoilam exactly what the Nakud is. The Shtait, in Sir Sarfe Kodesh, the Kotzke, and the Dor, Shtait Azoi, Minoisa Kankanim Nasa Nesa Shishanim. From the Kankanim, from the bottles of oil, Kankanim is translated bottles, Nasa Nesa Shishanim. In Yiddish, what's called in English cellulitis, in Yiddish it's called Roiza. And the doctor told me rose is gornish, it doesn't mean anything. It's either roiser in Yiddish or cellulitis in English. But kids said, Shishanim is roiser. So there's a skula, the Kosker Rebbe looked at a skula, you take the leftovers from the oil and you use it, you smear it. And it's a refuah skuli. It's not a natural skula, it's a skula for roiser. The question is that a shine? Let's say it's from the first half an hour and let's say went out within the half an hour, she's got oil left. Now oil is also l'shtamish, it was muks and l'shtamish, it's also l'shtamish. In fact, you have to burn it, l'shtay in the locha. So now he decides that he wants to use it to shmir on himself, even after Chanukah's Ashayl, because it's also bano, basically. So he wants to use it to shmir on himself for the skula, but the Kotzker Rebbe said it's allowed. So, Ashayl is al pi halacha, how does it work? How can he use it?
Even from the first half hour.
So Rabbi Yossi must some of as I asked someone, he said, "No, it means a zayich. It's not what you think it means." And I said, "You've got to ask the mivinim." He turned and someone turned to me as a statement. No, he's like,
"What about you? You see it here in the
book." What?
Because
he translated "minoisar kan kanim" is the bottle, and it's said to be a loch of the bottle is not has monolam milsi. It's garnished. It's not. It hasn't got any muslim also. Midsad a loch of the muslim is the bottle. No, those mazogin as the gab of the school of refuah. It's showing episode Indian in it. I said that mazogin. If you want to go with that malach, if the other side goes with another malach. A great sechidish, he said, the circle of four, he tied the circle of mitzvah, and he brought a chokhmah shloima. So he went with his mahalach. But some people told me that actually it means you translate it literally, even though it's a kankanim from the fleshlich. You have to ask the mavinim. I asked the padver, he said that it means from the bottle, as it the kankanim. Yeah, he said that.
I know.